Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:46, and there's our music. All right. It's almost 100% there. Clicked all my buttons I had to.
Hi.
Hi, except for the one button I needed to click.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I just got the text from home. Are you okay?
Why?
Yes. Our neighborhood has been blacked out all night.
We didn't get blacked out, but I could not believe the storm last night.
Yeah, it was hairball.
Oh my God. Driving home yesterday, Vinny goes, get out of here, get out of here. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm doing work. And I look out, I go, oh God, I better go. And I started driving home. I'm all, I'm going to go over to, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Let me go to the 3-lane. Usually I go in the number 1 lane.
Yeah.
All the way, 20 miles.
So one is the fast lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got in number 3 lane, and I just, some car was going slow. I go, I'm going to get behind
Great.
That guy.
Yeah. I'll get behind the slow guy.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make it home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a doozy of a storm.
Yeah, I thought a tree was going to come down. It was insane. Mm. You live in the trees.
Yeah, and actually, you know, we've talked about the homeless situation, and you just can't imagine what that must be like to be out in that.
Right.
I was in my house,
right.
Relaxed, chilling. You know, you hear it. And
the
you're
guy
just,
that hangs in a doorway over there,
uh-huh.
I felt so bad. I'm walking by him, like, oh, man, it's pouring rain.
Yeah, it was
awful.
This
guy has just a jacket covering
yep.
him, and he's laying down. I'm like, oh, my God, I have a blanket in my car. Should I give it to him? Well, no, I might need that.
Well, that's
you might.
I shouldn't laugh. Sorry.
But once you get, you know, I was home. I was cool. I was inside. It was all good. And hearing it, you're some playing Uno. You know, playing some rounds of Uno last night.
Watched, by candlelight.
Caught up on my R. Kelly, so everything was good. No. The electricity didn't go out until I don't know 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, okay.
So it was after I went to bed. But I.
What about this morning?
Oh, it was out. No electricity this morning as I got up.
Brynn had actually, some blackouts too.
You did too?
Yeah, all night yesterday. I cooked in the dark.
Oh,
with a candle. Use a glassy baby votive.
Glassy baby.
To the rescue.
And then I had my phone and flashlight. I was cooking pot stickers. Hella grease everywhere, like splashing.
Oh, yeah, they do create some.
And then
much
I had battery packs for my phone because I was like, I can't be using my phone. Like,
right.
Just in case I need my alarm, right? Kind of need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I cooked in the dark and ate in the dark, walked Toddy in the dark, in the storm. Like, oh, God,
oh
now
God.
We're both soaking and he has so much fur.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we went, so we had a couple just sort of like, we didn't lose power. But we had like a couple of those like, oh my God, it's going like the
flickering
brown out,
stuff,
right? The
yeah.
flickering.
Uh-huh.
So we went around. I was like, go get all the flashlights. Mm. Like I put them, you know, everywhere by my bed, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to get this ready. Cause if, you know, if I got to get ready in the dark, that's what I'm going to have to do.
We have flashlights everywhere around the house.
Oh, that's
you know,
good.
So I've done that at my house as well because, you know, they're depending on those things being there. If I'm not able to. So anyway, I've got them, but you know what? I used to buy the mag lights
yeah.
from Costco, and for a long time, I wasn't able to find them, and I bought these other ones.
What, like little pen lights?
Well, these other ones.
Oh,
I bought different ones,
right.
and they suck. Oh. I was there this morning, and the thing's flickering in and out, and I'm banging it to try it, and I know the batteries are good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I have to go replace all the flashlights and get the mag lights.
Yeah, the mag lights are the best. That one, we had one that just sits in our bathroom in the corner. And they're nice because they're a potential weapon, too. You
sure.
Know.
Absolutely.
Huge and heavy.
get the other end. I used to carry this one thing. Flashlight. The other end of it was, Brynn, what are they called? The prongs.
Oh.
So if someone attacked me, I'd flip my flashlight around and freaking stab them.
Oh, stabbers.
Yeah.
They had little stabby things at the end?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
The hood just came out of that right there.
Yeah.
Freaking stab them.
Well, I was scared, you know?
Sure.
It's downtown San Francisco.
No, listen.
Very frightened.
Absolutely. I get scared walking in parking lots in Marin. I can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know.
Sarah's just in her bathroom, so right. I think she's okay.
I'm in my bathroom, like, brandishing my maglite, like, just come and try it, something.
Just talking about the toilet room, everybody. Right. We don't know what happened to Yuzette just now, but.
But she went all stabby on us.
We also have all our flashlights are rechargeable, so they're not.
So they sit
in,
like,
little. I have the same flashlights, yeah. From Amazon, right? They're great.
Well, my brother bought one for me, so we ordered three more of them.
Except you can't recharge them if the power's out.
Well, how long does the charge last?
It lasts
pretty
a while.
It's
I mean, it lasts for a few hours, and it's super bright. They're LED lights.
Yeah, they're like cop light. My cousin goes, "Oh man, you got a cop light?"
Oh.
What?
my husband has some. You shake it.
Oh.
And you shake it for a while, and it's got like kind of a blue.
Is that right?
Yeah, you shake it, and it's.
That's a weird motion you got going there.
This motion?
Yeah.
Got that face so
you should have heard the discussion we had in the office.
Oh yeah, you will during the.
You will hear that next week for sure.
Next week.
Oh, next week.
What are you talking about? We're doing it today on The Secret Show.
What are we talking about?
You should have heard what she was saying this morning.
What's your word?
What were you saying?
Feeling sick today.
I'm not feeling great, but we got to get to it. Has to do with consumption of something.
We were talking about. They have a story coming up, I think, about. What was it called?
What was the story?
Mr. Man has.
Yeah, it was regarding the nanny area stuff.
Package sizes in Hollywood.
And then Yuzette went to dieting.
Yuzette just jumps right into, like.
But I asked the right question.
You did. Well, it's funny because I didn't even hear the question. I don't know what the question was, but I know it was the right one because I heard the answer.
Well,
the answer,
you guys are talking in mysteries now. None of the stuff you're saying makes sense.
Here's a real tease. She says, usually I'm like, give me more of that. Give me more of that. And that's where Sarah was like, oh my God, what?
Yeah, today's Secret Show. Not for prudes.
I think I have a meeting, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't you?
Whatever. You guys let me know, okay? I'm willing to do it. I'm hagging, and I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, how are you feeling, by the way?
If only just to have that story get told. I'm fine. I'm just, you know, it's the tail end of it.
I may have. I don't know. I felt it yesterday and was like, I think I got it. Dang it.
Damn it, Sarah.
I was sneezing and doing that, you know, the start of the thing.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed and woke up and felt better. So maybe we'll see. It doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Right now,
I'm in that situation where I just seem to catch all the colds. I didn't used to.
What?
Here I am.
I've got my catcher's mitts on.
I don't know what it is, but I'm a cold catcher right now. I've had 20 in you know, whatever years it's been.
I know. I never knew you to be sick until you had a kid.
Jesus.
And it was like, holy cow, that guy is like sickly.
Yeah, I am. I got no immune system at all.
Yeah.
At all?
Right.
No immunity.
I got no immunization.
Well, oh, man. So did you guys catch up on the R. Kelly viewing?
I didn't catch up, but I watched it, and it's, I just watched the next episode. I couldn't.
How many did you watch, Vin?
I got through 4.5 of them.
Even into the second one, I'm like, they kept repeating. There's a lot of that.
They have a lot of repeats.
Tons of wasted time this.
Definitely dragging it on.
Yeah.
All important information. Hooman, you?
Yeah, I saw it, and we're all ready to go for
you watch all six?
You. I didn't watch all six.
Oh, then you're not ready to go.
I watched
one. Get out of here and go finish it.
I watched
one of the things that I just had this moment, and it's actually early on in the documentary about R. Kelly being a criminal.
Yeah.
Is his brother from jail.
Oh, yeah.
From jail. In a jail outfit with the jail bars behind him. And
his
number
on him.
Right. And he goes, I don't know what the big deal is. I like older women. He likes younger women. From the jail, he's saying this. And I'm like, okay.
Everybody has their type.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? From jail,
All I can think is, R. Kelly's putting dollars in his commissary, you know, so you can get his candy bars
and his
whatever.
Cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Oof.
Gross.
Yeah, super gross. You know, I was actually.
But R. Kelly's free right now, by the way, everyone. So
yeah,
he's out there.
He's free.
He's free.
Impregnated two women at the same time on the same day. Is that what we heard?
Oh,
yeah.
Is that part of the
two ladies that he's with?
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Young women.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a peach. You know, I was thinking because they don't... Did they wind up ever saying who was molesting them in the family?
They did not say that on the Lifetime special. A listener texted in that it was his older sister, and I tried to look that up. I couldn't find it. There was other stories that it was an auntie that did that to him and his brother, not the brother from jail.
Right, the younger brother.
The other brother.
Because I was
thinking... Someone else said it was a neighborhood lady, so I just don't know.
Well... Even as I was watching that guy say, you know, what is it? Everybody likes, you know, their own thing. I like older women. He likes younger. And this is the older brother who's in jail. And then the two younger brothers are R. Kelly and, I don't know, Bruce.
I don't know the boy's name.
I don't know the other guy's name. I was thinking, I wonder if it was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just
them?
Me speculating.
No, because
he didn't say anything about it happening to him.
Well, they say it was a woman.
Well.
But maybe that's throwing people off.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I was just, honestly, just watching it going, oh, my God. This is horrible. Like, there's nothing... It's actually super depressing to watch.
Well, there's a part... also. So there's that part where you're just like, oh, God. Of course the guy's a jailbird who's defending him.
Right.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Everybody
the other part is where his wife goes, he can't read or write.
Mm-hmm.
And he is orchestrating all this stuff. That means he has help. People are doing this for him because, again, this man cannot read or write. He can't be booking tickets, plane tickets for all these girlfriends and hotel rooms for all these people that he's got stashed away in different places.
Mm-hmm.
He can't, you know, she just said it. He can't read or write. He can't do this stuff.
Well, and that ex-manager of his even
is admitting
said,
it.
He's saying, I forged those papers for Aaliyah so that she could be 18 instead of 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's that whole yes mentality mm-hmm. with these big stars. Nobody wants to say no to them because it's like with Michael Jackson. You said no to Michael Jackson. You suddenly didn't work for Michael Jackson anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he only needed people around him who would facilitate his proclivities.
Mm-hmm.
Not get in the way of him. He doesn't want anyone judging him. Nobody wants that.
Out
Most
loud.
Of us can't just fire the people who say no to us, though. You know?
Well, most of us aren't doing anything.
Right. That's true.
I mean, what are we asking for on a regular basis?
Right.
Toilet paper!
Right.
No!
What do you mean, no?
I'm stuck here!
I know.
I mean, that's the extent of the questions I'm asking. You know what I mean? And I'm not even... That was made up.
That's
our
not made
we
up.
Got
that's so funny.
Everywhere.
I just asked the other day, I was, John! I can you bring some toilet paper in here? I didn't even have any tissues in there. Like, I was looking for the box to clean it.
Yeah,
like, what can I use?
Tissues.
I'm like, please, somebody!
Don't make me sacrifice a towel!
Oh, my God. I would have had to walk 5 or 6. I would have had to walk across to the towel and shake it off, I guess. I don't know.
Shake it off.
I'm shaking.
Shake it off. Yeah. That fun scoot walk people do.
Oh, I hate that walk. That sucks. And that's you know, I mean, I'm old enough now that I always look to make sure that there's toilet paper in a public stall.
But yeah, in public.
Because
yeah.
I think you get caught 2 or 3 times in your younger life, and there's no toilet paper, and then you just start looking every single time.
Ew, that never happened to me before, Sarah. That's nasty.
Thanks, friend. So. But it's like that, you know, you don't check in your own bathroom, you just assume because of Costco that, of course, you know, there'll be rolls of it everywhere.
916 says the last episode of R. Kelly is the best. You
have
to go back and watch it. It is good.
Will.
Like that it's good.
I think it peaked at 4 and 5 for me.
Oh, really?
Did it?
Yeah.
4
yeah,
is the trial, right?
They're all kind of blurred together, but I remember specifically saying episode 4 was like really like heart-wrenching.
Yeah, you know? That's the trial,
that
and that's the
cried?
Wife.
And
well, what part is where the woman, the mother...
They're all blurred together because I binged them so hard.
I know five. I did it all. Is that 5?
That's 5, I think.
Gets the daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
gets
5.
Gets her back and, like, escapes.
Escapes, right.
Yeah, because 1 and 2, I felt like it was getting really repetitive already. I'm like,
true.
I feel like I've seen this
the
video.
The whole thing is repetitive, for sure.
Mm. Like, they could have done it all in one.
Well, they could have done it in 2.
Mm.
I mean, they definitely repeat a lot of stuff. But then again, you have these victims there that you're like, do we edit this person's story?
Right.
I mean, this person's had some major drama.
Yeah.
I actually liked some of what they did in the interview portions where the person would say something and then you'd be watching their reaction to what they just said as they continued to run that person's audio over their face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they would, their lips weren't
moving anymore.
I know exactly
what you're talking about.
I really thought, oh, that's cool.
Like, I thought it was weird, but then I got used to it.
Right. I just thought it was neat because you got to sort of see them having this reaction as they went on to tell more in their story. And I was like, Jesus, that's actually pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so today at 6 o'clock, hopefully we'll just put this whole thing to
six
bed.
6 o'clock.
Well, we'll
I'm sorry.
We'll talk 9:15. About 9:15. Marcus is going to be here.
Or
and
6. Today
Ben
at 6.
Now.
We're gonna,
yeah,
I meant,
have time
I meant
all,
this
all
evening at 6, Vinny. We're just going to do a show talking about
all right.
R. Kelly all day today.
I'll be there.
So, and then what's the other thing you guys are reviewing?
Stan and Ollie.
Yeah, I'm going to mention it real fast. It's about, you know, Laurel and Hardy. Did you like it, Bryn?
I liked it at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was slow during the movie. It was kind of like
Did you know about
dragging.
Them before that? Because you're younger than us.
No.
You did not?
No. But that's
well,
Laurel
I don't even know about Laurel and Hardy. I mean,
did
like,
you watch them?
No.
When you were a kid?
No.
Oh, we
I don't remember watching them. I mean,
you did?
Yeah.
I remember seeing them, I could pick them out of a lineup for sure. You know, the one
skinny
sort of
guy
round
and
the yeah,
heavy
they were
guy.
Like the number 10 walking down the.
I was more of a Three Stooges guy, but you know,
yeah,
even
Laurel
that.
And Hardy didn't really make it into my world at
mm-hmm.
all. So you were watching that as a kid, huh?
As a kid, we were.
Huh? It's funny.
Yeah.
Were they and they were they a radio troupe at first?
So
too,
they started off in silent film,
uh-huh.
And right as they were, I don't know. In silent movie is when the era of sound and movie started coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan, Laurel, he was like, you know, everyone's doing this wrong. Like, we shouldn't just immediately start talking as much as possible. We should have silent moments and, like, do the transition slowly. So he was kind of a genius during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to use both forms, and that's why these guys were so successful. But the whole film is about their last moments together, their last mm-hmm. event, their last show, their last tour.
Oh.
And, you know, everything is...
So it doesn't have the whole origin story?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, everything's coming to an end. Like, you know, our lives are coming to an end, marriages are coming to an end, partners... Like, everything is ultimately... But to see it on the big screen and know what's coming, it's really heartfelt and beautiful and sad at the same time. And... You're watching these last moments of these two guys, and then, you know, the one guy's 280 pounds, so he...
Oh, boy. Oliver Hardy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He just ultimately... Yeah, he just ultimately...
Well, don't give it away.
Yeah. Don't give
I
it
mean,
away.
I mean...
Yeah.
Are they the Who's on First People?
No, that's
No, that's Abbott and Costello.
Oh, right. That's why I'm confused.
Another great pair. We watched a ton of them as kids.
You
oh,
did?
You did?
Yeah.
That's
you guys, am I older than everyone?
I guess you are.
No way. I don't know what you just had.
Didn't you play outside at all?
At all?
At all?
Yeah,
we did, but there are certain periods where Dad said you had to come in the house.
Another interesting thing about that movie, though, like Showbiz, how they have this pair, right? And the industry kind of staggers their contracts. So the one contract ends first, and they can't leave together. And,
right.
Hey, you guys know about that.
Yeah.
You guys probably have no idea,
right,
but, you know, they stagger them, and so somebody has to go, and the show must go on still.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Down a person.
I want to tell you about one scene in the film real quick.
Okay.
So back in the day, the studios owned the talent, and you had to stick with the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a pretty famous producer named Hal Roach, and he's the guy that put Laurel and Hardy together. And Hal Roach hated Laurel, and he loved Hardy. He hated Laurel, loved Hardy. And what this guy would do, this douchebag would do, was he would always pull Laurel aside like 3 minutes before he had to shoot and say, "You are such a disgrace. I can't believe, you know, what you're trying to pull and that you even, like, have the audacity to come in here." And he would just berate him, and then action. And you're like, oh, my. Can you imagine our boss, every break, coming to one of you or me or whoever going, "What are you doing here? You're such a loser."
POS.
And then you're like, and then, "Hey, Hooman, the mics are on." Oh, hey. I mean, you're just watching it going, I can't. How could anyone function under?
How could they?
The mind. Oh,
that's horrible.
Yeah. It's the worst. And this,
that is the worst. Oh my God!
I don't know anything about this.
I actually just like I almost got a cold sweat thinking about that. Like, can you imagine if right before you had to go on and do something, it would, oh, that's awful.
Yeah, the guy
that's
would
torture.
The guy would wait for Laurel to come, you know, to work. He'd just be waiting for it on the set, and then yell at him.
Couldn't Laurel be like, can that guy get out of here?
And by he's your boss.
He owns he owns the production house, everything. And you have to, and he does it publicly. He doesn't pull you into a room. Everyone's standing around. He's screaming at you, action.
Wow, that's a person who doesn't get it at all.
Right. Like,
that's his employee. And
yeah,
that
you want
shows
him to
his
succeed,
show. Why
right.
would, how are you
right.
helping
why
the show succeed?
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's so dumb, but all right, I guess that's in the movie then? You'll see that?
Yeah, yeah, you do see it. It's Angelica Houston's brother that plays that role. I can't remember, I can never remember that guy's name. He's always the bad guy, though.
Mm. Not the same last name, though, is it?
No, it's Danny Houston.
Oh.
Oh.
You know him?
No, no, I don't know at all.
Hey, before we get started here, good morning. I emailed yesterday asking for a shout out this morning for my niece, Ava. She's 7, having surgery this morning. If you could wish her luck past 6 a.m.
Oh, here we are, past 6 a.m.
That would be great. She has to be there at 6:30. I listen to you all every morning, and now she loves you all and the station.
Oh, little Ava, you're going to be fine. Good luck today. Damn.
Be brave.
Yeah, be
brave. You can do this.
You can do this. It's going to be okay.
You won't remember a thing.
Yep. All right, KLSE, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.